You have one new message received today at 9:46 a.m.
Hey love, it's Luke. There's no easy way to say this, so I'll just get on with it. Remember I told you about that job at Emirates? Well, they offered it to me, and I couldn't really refuse. So I'm off out to Dubai in the morning for training, and I won't be coming back to your flat. This wasn't going anywhere. You were never going to make a relationship out of me squeezing you in between flights for a jukebox musical, a three-course dinner, and a shag. Hopefully I'll see you around sometime. If you ever manage to blag yourself an upgrade, maybe you'll find me working in the onboard bar. The one from that advert with Jennifer Aniston. It is off menu, but I'll try and shake you up an espresso martini. For old time's sake. I hope there's no hard feelings. Good luck with your career and those mad neighbours of yours. You can tell Rolene she can keep the edibles I bought back. Make sure she doesn't eat more than one at a time, though.
Dear Bastard. Episode 1. Matters Arising. A new regime is installed at 17 Chekhov Gardens, and the Fenelons adjust to their new position.
October 21st, 2019. For the attention of the residents of 17 Chekhov Gardens, Didminster, DB270W, CC Mr. Niall Gupta. In re corporate governance concerns and matters arising from the emergency general meeting at flat 3, 17 Chekhov Gardens on October the 14th, inst. To whom it may concern. To confirm that the following matters have been resolved by unanimous decision. 1. Mr. Barry Fenelon has been removed as chairman of the Residents Association, 17 Chekhov Gardens. In his place will be Ms. Rolene Van Uys, who was proposed by Mr. Trevor McNamara and seconded by Mr. Niall Gupta. Her election was accepted by common consent. 2. All future expenditure from the Common Fund must be approved in writing, both by Ms. Van Uys and myself, in line with the House Rules, new section 1.32a. This form of supervision will be in place for the next 12 months, pending a review. 3. For the purposes of transparency and improved residential relations, group emails will remain the default communication method. 4. It has also been agreed by common consent that the following contractors will no longer be used to service any issues at 17 Chekhov Gardens. Fenelon Garden Works Limited, Fenelon Carpets Limited, Fenelectrics Wiring Limited, Fenelon Heating and Cooling Services Limited, Tile by Fenelon Limited, Fenelon Decoration Limited, trading as Liquor Paint, Fenelon Door and Doorbell Services Limited, trading as Chime Watch. Finally, in the intervening time since the emergency general meeting, I have also been advised that Mr. Niall Gupta has decided to sell his property at flat 317 Chekhov Gardens, and will appoint an estate agent in due course to represent him in this matter. Our own firm of solicitors will represent him from a legal perspective. We will update you with the name of the new freeholder when the property has been sold. Should you have any questions or concerns, please contact me directly or via my secretary. All the best, Daphne Fairclough, LLB LLM DIP Mediation, Partner Property Arbitration Insolvency Tort, Young, Hill, Thistle and French, LLP.
Hello my friends, are you well? I am so well. Firstly, thank you to Daphne for her stewardship of the emergency general meeting last week, where we were able to put behind us some of the unpleasantness we had all experienced in the last few months. I must say, I found it most cathartic. Barry, I realise that I have some big shoes to fill as I step into the role of chairperson of the Residents Association. Hopefully I put them on the right foot. Lols. Friends, I do not wish to make myself out as an autocrat, but I feel I should impose one rule for us to stick to. If you break it, you buy it. I feel that in the last number of months, we have all been asked to pay for various things that do not benefit us at all, and we can all agree it's time for that to stop. I also heartily welcome Daphne's recommendation that we keep this channel open in the hope that it fosters a spirit of transparency and ongoing community. Unlike Jill, I do not think it has sown rancor and division amongst us. However, I do think we should use it sparingly and for essential updates only. Finally, to start as I wish to go on, I have reviewed the accounts with the lovely Daphne and can confirm that we have a working balance of £38.06. I will use £9.99 of this to purchase a bird bath for the garden. Hopefully, we might see the return of the tits. This is a challenge I look forward to. Thank you to those who've already wished me good luck. But remember, as the saying goes, luck is a dividend of sweat. Most appropriate in this instance, as per usual. Sent in a spirit of friendship and not dictatorship. Warm salutations and lots of love, Rolene.
Polite notice. For the attention of all residents, CC Ms. Fairclough and Mr. Gupta. Dear fellow residents, it is with a melancholy heart that I stand down as chairman of the Residents Association and wish Rolene the best as my heir. I should further like to apologize if my stewardship in the last number of months has tested our neighborly spirit, or given the impression of willful malfeasance. This was never my intention. I have spoken with Miss Fairclough, and have agreed with her that I will be refunding, quote, an amount of money to the common fund over the coming months. This will be done in installments, as Jill and I are on fixed incomes. I should further add that my campaign for treasurer of the tennis club was also ultimately unsuccessful, though I do take pride in having placed a respectable third among a crowded field of four. I congratulate the winner, one Jill Fenelon, who assumes the title of treasurer today. With both the campaign and my tenure as chairman now concluded, I find myself with both a good deal of time on my hands and plenty of misunderstandings to make up for. I am therefore offering myself up as an informal and unpaid house handyman. Should anyone have an odd job that needs doing around the place, do come to me before calling someone in. I may be able to save us some money. I hope Rolene enjoys a happy reign as our domestic overlord or overlady. Yours sincerely and in a spirit of community, Barry Fenelon, outgoing chairman, Residents Association, 17 Chekhov Gardens. P.S. As you all may know, I consider myself to be a real ale aficionado and have established a chapter of the British Ales and Stouts Taste Masters Association, or BASTA, which meets on a monthly basis in my lounge to discuss new developments in the ales and stouts industry, as well as providing the opportunity to sample new brands and refresh our knowledge of some forgotten favourites. Do feel free to drop in on the second Tuesday of the month. Membership can be purchased on the door for £20 for the year.
Hi, Rolene. Congratulations once again on becoming our chair. Glad to see that Barry and Jill's reign of error is over. Hopefully now we will see a little bit of sense brought to bear around here, as well as a more relaxed approach to some of the problems that come up, like it used to be when I was chair. If you need any questions answered about the account books, or where things are, or how things work, my door is always open. Cheers. Trevor. P.S. Barry. It's gratifying to see you volunteer to fix some of the problems you variously caused or failed to solve. I think this would go some way to making amends for the dog's dinner of your chairmanship. You might start by sweeping the front steps. They're covered in mulchy leaves, and I don't want to see someone slip and break their neck. All that aside, I'll pop around on the second Tuesday. Glad to see the Basta band back together on this side of town.
Raleen, I'll add my note of congratulations on your victory at the Residents Association meeting. Whilst I still believe the group email communication is more often than not a vector for chaos and acrimony, I agree that we should use it sparingly for essential updates. In that spirit, I might point out to you that your informing us that you have purchased a bird bath for the garden does not constitute an essential update. Furthermore, as this seems to benefit you much more than the rest of us, perhaps you would like to refund the £9.99 to the Common Fund so that we can return our balance to north of £38. Best wishes, Jill. P.S. Trevor, whilst Barry is extremely apologetic for his perceived behaviour, he is not here to answer your beck and call. You have two arms and two legs, and if you want the front steps to be clean so you don't stumble, please do so yourself. The rest of us manage to get in and out without going arse over tip each time.
Hi, everybody. First off, it's a relief to see the balance of the Common Fund made public. Can we keep it this way? Please update this thread every time money is added to or removed from the fund. I'm very concerned that a lot of cash has been wasted in the past, and I'm also glad to see that Barry and Jill will be repaying us some of the vast sums of our own money that they've funneled away to cowboy workmen. Now some news. Mr. Gupta has appointed my own employer, Frobisher's Estate Agents, as the managing agent for the sale of Flat 3 going forward. As I not only live in the building and know the area very well, but have also just won my fourth regional sales award, Frobisher's and Mr. Gupta have put their trust in me to sell this property on their behalf. As a result, I will be showing people through the property over the coming weeks. The market being what it is, I expect to secure a sale by Christmas. I will give you all a heads up whenever a viewing is arranged, so that we can make sure the common area is presentable. Cheers, Robbie, XOX. P.S. I should just add that any of you who got used to seeing Luke around the house won't be seeing him again. Unfortunately, he and I have decided to go our separate ways. He was much younger than me, and I feel that it's best that he moves on to focus on his career selling giant Toblerones at Dubai Airport.
Robbie, a note of congratulations on your award. You'll find a bouquet of flowers put together by myself outside the door when you get back this evening. Chapeau! Regarding your appointment as agent of sale for Flat 3, I'm sure you of all people will understand the importance of picking a resident who will fit in with the distinctive ethos and atmosphere of our shared dwelling. In that spirit, may I ask how you'll be vetting any potential buyers? The nocturnal visitors we've been cursed with in recent months disturbed us all and aggravated my insomnia. I would politely request that before showing the flat, you ensure that potential residents are indeed responsible adults who will keep to normal hours and actually live in the property. We don't want any more Brazilian arsonists contaminating our bins with gnawed off beef shanks. Best wishes, Jill. P.S. Should you be open to offers, I have a cousin in Bidford who is keen to move to the area. She would be interested in examining a listing to see if the flat is within her price range. The second bedroom would make a good space for her working loom. She's a hobby weaver. So please do let me know if you're interested. P.P.S. I'm sorry to hear about Luke, but well done on giving him the shove. He was a feckless young man who contributed nothing to the spirit of the house, but had no qualms of joining one of our louche neighbours to smoke illegal substances in the garden. He also had a very bad habit of leaving the door on the latch, and we all remember what happened on the evening of the sanitation seminar. On which note, my new power hose has finally driven the residue from the night's events out of the crazy paving.
Hello, Robbie and friends. Are you well? I am so well. Robbie, I hope that you're not too heartbroken about Luke's departure. He and I did indeed enjoy a number of soulful late-night conversations in the garden, and he never failed to make me laugh. In my capacity as a professional counsellor, life coach and wellness guru, I should add that our conversations remain incredibly confidential, and I will not share the various things he told me about you with another soul, including yourself. Jill, I do not consider myself to be a louche person. We should all examine ourselves from the outside now and then, and if it means partaking of a natural herbal substance to separate the mind from its earthly body, then so be it. As the saying goes, the mind is not a vessel to be filled, but a fire to be kindled. Wise words indeed, wouldn't you say? Salutations, Rolene.
Hi, Robbie. Will you be showing the flat to people with children? Gabby was a nice girl, but that kid of hers was a nightmare. If I have to hear the Peppa Pig theme tune one more time, I will not be responsible for my actions. My preference would be for a resident to be childless, and ideally barren. Cheers, Trevor.
Polite notice. For the attention of all residents regarding leaves. Just an update to say that I have swept up the leaves on the steps leading to the property. Yours sincerely, Barry. P.S. My first standing order of £28.75 was successfully paid into the common fund today. So our finances are returning to their healthy status. Rolene, please do keep us updated as to the overall balance.
Hi everyone. As far as we are concerned at Frobisher's, if someone is willing to pay the asking price and Mr. Gupta is willing to sell to them, then they can proceed. To be clear, I don't really intend on restricting my viewings to a particular type of person. Depending on how far you take it, that practice can be illegal, and rightly so. So, while I can tell you who's coming in advance, I won't be excluding young people or parents with children, nor will I be arranging for you all to pre-clear them first. Mr. Gupta is keen to pass the baton for common fund contributions, so it's in all your interests that we make sure the flat sells as quickly as possible. Cheers, Robbie, XOX. P.S. Barry, thanks for the offer. An on-site handyman is an unusual feature for a house in this area, so I'll add it to the listing.
October 30th, 2019. For the attention of the residents of 17 Chekhov Gardens, Didminster, DB27OW, CC Mr. Niall Gupta. To whom it may concern, we have been instructed by Mr. Niall Gupta to put in place a rental agreement for flat 317 Chekhov Gardens, commencing November 1st, 2019, pending a future sale of this property through Frobisher's estate agents. Our client has advised us that a visiting foreign academic will be residing in flat 317 Chekhov Gardens on a month-to-month basis, pending the sale of the property. All residents are advised that luggage and or parcels sent in advance for this tenant may arrive in the coming days. Please place anything that arrives outside the front door of flat 3. Should you have any questions or concerns, please contact me directly or via my secretary. All best, Daphne Fairclough.
All. CC Daphne Fairclough. I note that some of the possessions of Mr. Gupta's temporary tenant seem to have already arrived at the house in advance of his latest missive. Barry has managed to lug them up the stairs at no great expense or effort. Please join me in thanking him. I must say there are an awfully large number of boxes for a short tenancy. Most of them are addressed to a Miss D. Goodisferson, but others are addressed to a Dr. D. A. Huddersfison, and one to a St. Angles Liberal Art College Overseas Programme. I cannot be sure if they're the same person or have been misdirected. Miss Fairclough, please confirm the name of the new tenant, otherwise I will have to throw out some of these things if they're indeed rubbish. Finally, in the spirit of this being a relevant and essential update, I should inform you all that based on the spelling of programme, with only one M and no E, this new tenant appears to be an American. Overpaid, oversexed, and over here. Best wishes, Jill.
Dear sender, thank you for your message. Please note that I do not work on Monday afternoons, Wednesday mornings, or Thursdays. If you have any questions, please contact my colleagues Madge Smith and Cheryl Cassowary. Regards, Daphne Fairclough.
Hey neighbours, I am so happy to be sharing your home, even for just a couple months. My name is Dana Gustafsson. I'm 26 and I'm from St. Paul, Minnesota. Apart from one trip to Winnipeg, Canada, this is my first time out of the United States, and I'm so excited! Smiley face emoji. I am visiting Britain as part of my postdoctoral research into early English Renaissance music, specifically madrigal and recorder music, a lot of which was written and performed around this area. If you occasionally hear me singing or playing one of my 7 different recorders, please stop in. I'd love to meet you all, so you're very welcome to come up to my apartment for a cup of tea. I know you Brits love that. Looking forward to getting to know you all. God bless, Dana. US flag, smiley face, musical notes, clapping hand emoji, cup of tea emoji, smiley face emoji.
Thanks for listening to Dear Bastard, written and directed by Andrew Naughty and Paul McCain. Luke Millard was played by George Updale. Daphne Fairclough was played by Amy Gilbrook. Barry Fenlon was played by Lewis Moore. Jill Fenlon was played by Sophie Handy. Robbie Gold was played by Rory Matheson. Dana Gustafson was played by Maggie Marie Casto. Trevor McNamara was played by Sebastian Romaniuk. Rolene Van Aus was played by Lorianne Clements. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, search for Dear Bastard Podcast, or follow the Linktree links in the episode bio. And please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts.